Yep, there you go. It's, well, you know, you've been in a while now. So definitely got your got in there. I don't even remember when did, you know, you still had to learn Morse, didn't you? I don't remember when that happened. I was like 88-ish. That's where I discovered that there was a recreational avenue to radio. So I was Steve, who listens here, but he doesn't talk a lot. N8NM. He was the tech at Michigan Radio, and I remember going over there when I was a commercial tech, and I would stop in there every now and again, and I enjoyed talking to Steve, and I was amazed at the equipment he was working on. I thought, man, that stuff is technical and, you know, and sophisticated. He's got to be far more. He's got to handle it with kid gloves. You know, our stuff, we just, like, you know, throw it on the desk, and nobody's worrying about scratches. But he probably remembers those days when I used to go down there and kind of stare at all the ham radio gear, wondering what the hell was going on with all this. And then I stole them, and I brought them over to the commercial side of the house, and that's all she wrote. He never looked back. Yeah, good deal. And, I know a lot of guys that, you know, come from CB. And that's one avenue. There's another group that comes in from shortwave listening. And then there's your, you know, your makers, so to speak, that crowd. But it's all a lot of fun, lots of good stuff to do, no question about that.